Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The DH, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Orlando Mercado. Batting ninth. The left fielder, John Moses. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roy Smith. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Palacios. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Stan Clark. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Gaetti moves to third. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Castillo scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Harper moves to third. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Harper scores. Larkin moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mercado takes first base on ball 4. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moses hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larkin scores. Mercado moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Backman reaches second base with a double. Mercado scores. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Twins. Luis Aquino now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Aquino covering. Safe. Backman moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti is hit by the pitch. Puckett moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castillo strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Brian Harper. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Backman scores. Puckett moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. It's 7-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larkin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. Mercado drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercado is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mercado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palacios strikes out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stilwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Stilwell moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a pop-up into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mercado is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mercado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stilwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stilwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Backman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Palacios is 0-for-1 in the game. Palacios strikes out. one out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Larkin is called out on strikes. One out. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mercado is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mercado strikes out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Palacios is 0 for 2 in the game. Palacios hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Brad Wellman now playing second base. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 4 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing right field. Al Newman now playing second base. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercado is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mercado hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Winters pinch hits for Brad Wellman. Matt Winters is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Winters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Winters reaches second base with a double. Tartabull moves to third. Mike McFarland pinch hits for Ray Palacios. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarland hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.